This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another hour of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, Joe Messina, your host. Always, again, I mean that sincerely, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being engaged, being involved, being part of the solution. You know, I love that term, being part of the solution, because you can't be part of the solution if you're just going to sit there and complain all the time. Right? I mean, you gotta do just a tad more than complain. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, because we endeavor not to be like them, right? 855-732-5563. If you want to get a text message at the show starting, if you want to get on that list, you can just text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And I do appreciate the time you spend with us. You're involved, you're engaged, you're telling your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about what's going on the show. Because there's a lot happening here. We go through stories like crazy. And hopefully you guys are involved and engaged and you got it and you got what's going on. There's a lot of stuff. Corey Duggan's going to join us after the first break. And I'm sure he's wound up and ready to go. A lot happening again in the news this week. Sarah Sanders has decided to I love this, how the some of the press is putting this. It's a shakeup at the White House. Now, usually a shakeup is when the president decides that people aren't doing their jobs and they need to go. Now, if President Trump really believes that Sarah Sanders isn't doing her job and she needs to go, he's the one with the problem, not her. Yes, I know. Some of you just got shaken in your boots there. But, no, seriously. We all know she's done a fantastic job sticking up for him. If he truly is in the loyalty, if he truly understands what she's done for him, then he won't. I don't believe he'll badmouth her. I'm not worried about it. I just think it's funny how some people already go, "Well, it's a shakeup," and Sarah Sanders is leaving. Like, you know what? And her kids are young. They're probably transitioning from elementary to junior high school. I don't know. But let's let it shake out a little bit and see what happens. Also. He had mentioned that she should run for governor. I think she should, too. She'd be a great governor, don't you think? Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro told Fox News on Thursday night, the White House advisor, because you heard today Kellyanne Conway, was accused of violating the Hatch Act, right? And that she needed to go. She needed to be fired. She needed to be moved on. The problem is, Julio himself was found guilty of violating the Hatch Act in 2016. He's still around. The 2020 White House contender remark came from in Fox News' town hall in Tempe, Arizona, hosted by Brett Baer and Martha McCowan. The Democrat tried to defend the Hillary Clinton campaign's decision to fund an opposition research dossier written by a British ex-spy, even as he condemned President Trump for saying this week that he'd be open to opposition research. You see, they play by two separate rules of books. They don't, maybe they don't. Maybe they use a totally different dictionary, and we're not giving them enough credit. Right? Castro, who served in the Obama administration, qualified on Thursday to participate in the Democrats' first presidential primary debate, along with more than a dozen other candidates. Look, there are 61 million... something registered Democrats in the United States. All he needed, for all intents and purposes, all he needed was 60,000 or 65,000 different contributions, a buck a piece, $2 a piece, $5 a piece. If he couldn't get that, he has no business running for president. You know what I'm saying? Now, the day also brought another unwelcome spotlight on Castro's past, right? The Office of Special Counsel recommended Thursday that Conway violated the Hatch Act on numerous occasions and concluded that she should be removed from federal service. Basically, the Hatch Act says that you are, it's a federal law and it limits the political activities of certain federal employees. Now, in 2016, the OSC concluded that Secretary Castro, he violated the Hatch Act by advocating for and against presidential candidates. The watchdog wrote in a letter to Obama, Secretary Castro's statements during a televised interview impermissibly mixed his personal political views with official agency business, despite his efforts to clarify some of those answers. They were from his personal... I mean, like, he was at an event. Just look, my personal opinion is this. I don't have a problem with that. I don't really care. Matter of fact, the Hatch Act, you know, unless you're out there holding signs, wearing big pins and caps to say vote for him, you saying that you don't like somebody, you don't like a particular candidate, you don't, maybe you don't like the way they wear their hair, the color of their skin, you know, maybe it's too orange for you, I don't know. Whatever it is. Who cares? Really, seriously, who cares? Castro was responding to questions from Katie Couric, in an interview that focused on HUD, before pivoting to then upcoming the 2016 presidential race. He said, now, taking off my HUD hat for a second, just speaking individually, it's very clear that Hillary Clinton is the most experienced, thoughtful, and prepared candidate for president that we have this year. Now, he tried to make a distinction. I don't care. Kellyanne Conway's all over the place. She opens up her mouth and says, so-and-so isn't worth voting for, or whatever she said. I don't really care. I don't pay attention. So what? That's not going to change anybody. The Obama White House took no action. OSC did not recommend that Castro be terminated, but for the same things, this is why I keep saying, there are two sets of rules. There are two sets of laws. There are two ways of doing things. The Dems way and the Republican way. Right? And as far as the deep state's concerned, as far as Democrats are concerned, every time a Republican does something, it's bad. They need to be arrested. They need to be tarred and feathered. And they just need to be. Not them. Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Corey Duncan joins me after the break. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You got to be part of the conversation. You got to be part of the solution. Otherwise, you know what you are? You're part of the problem. If you're not engaged, if you're not doing something, if you're not, you know, anything. I don't even care if you're directing from your lazy boy and teaching your grandkids and your nieces and nephews the truth about what's going on. Then you know what? Just put the Facebook keyboard down and go grab yourself a Twinkie and die that slow death on the couch in front of the television that you deserve. Anyway, I'm sure he agrees with me. Let's bring him on. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week. I do appreciate his time. I mean, seriously, I'm tired of the Facebook warriors. I mean, you know, anyway. Hi, Corey.
Oh, always a pleasure, Topia. God bless and thank everyone for tuning in tonight. Continue to support Mr. Joe Messina and his beautiful wife Tammy and the real side. Continue to support him because there's not very many of Joe Messinas out there, that's for sure.
Well, I'll tell you what. If they don't get off their butt and start supporting us, they're going to shut a lot of guys down, including myself. And that's because we're seeing it happen more and more and more. Fees are being levied. Things are being happening with some of these organizations that we belong part of.
Well,
and it's not getting any prettier.
Well Joe, the one thing, I mean, what's feasible in this world is definitely plentiful stupidity and idiots. And like I told you, the last couple of weeks, I've been, like, really watching a lot of these Facebook people, and it's, you know, I mean, to tell you, it's kind of hilarious sometimes. It's a lot of humility, and I mean, but it's entertainment. It's nothing that's going to be able to sustain, or nothing that's going to make another person's life better, or nothing that they're doing. It's just regurgitation in the news and a different pitch from a different person. So I mean, but you know, that's what they want to do. God bless them. And continue on. I mean, I'm just watching now because a lot of people tell me about not all of it, but the majority of it garbage. And now I have the time to really take and assess and not criticize, but make observations of ignorance. You know, a lot of it is regurgitation and stealing other people's news. And it's just, you can tell, we do research here. You don't do research. You look at Wikipedia, or you take and you read a 10-minute or listen to a 10-minute video on YouTube, and you think you know something. So, I mean, I know what they're doing, man.
Isn't that how it works? I mean, now you get educated. Wikipedia is full of truthful statements, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just like 55 years old and stuff. You know, it's just, that's why I say I don't really get into it no more. I just sit back and do it. I'm a great person at age, man. A great person at age. That's 5-0.
What age are you talking about?
Well, 50. I'm proud of my age, bro. I'm proud of that because there's a lot of people 50? Before me. Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of people before me didn't even get a chance to see it. So I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. I got a beautiful family. I got a beautiful wife. I got beautiful friends. I got friends that are actually my friends. And you know, which I don't have a lot. I got a lot more associates and enemies, frenemies and stuff than I do anything. You know, the friend that, you know, is a friend until you turn your back. But it's, you know, you live and you learn, man. That's one thing I can tell you about life is to be wise and to be wise at the age that I am. Yeah, I've been through a lot of trials and tribulations, and I don't sit up here to try to make myself look like or sound like that I'm some choir boy, because I'm not. And so, but I can tell you one thing: I learned from my mistakes, and that's what basically made me a success in my eyes. That I am. I mean, to be able to retire at 50, and you know, I don't have to worry about anything, and you know, stack my wealth, so I'm good. I'm good. Now I'm going to help out everyone else that helped me out, and the people that didn't, that's trying to make a difference. And I'm trying to make a difference. Our family and a grassroots conservative association group is still live and kicking. We may not be doing a lot of things that we were doing, and you know, that's the other entity which I can't speak on or whatever and stuff that's handling the prep schools and everything. So the thing of it is that we're gonna continue on doing and serving the public and also providing what the public needs, and that's a good education. Not only a good education. And, you know, there's a lot of essentials that go into it, and about taking, you know, getting our dads first, our dads, and the understanding that we need to take control of our household again. And so the understanding, also reaching out to people and all kinds, you know, what's funny about this is a lot of people think it's just about the young people, the young Americans, but it's not just about young Americans, it's about all Americans, whether you're Democrat or Republican. It doesn't matter. You still bleed blood the same as I do. So that's how I feel. I don't base anything based upon politics. You know, I'm an American.
Yep. Well, I got to tell you something. You know, you and I talk a lot about education, and you know, I'm watching it happen in California, which is just sort of like craziness going somewhere to happen. But you look at this, right? And they're trying to shut down charter schools. Now, charter schools are, you know, they're mainstream public schools, if you would, but they also tend to care about those, or they tend to be able to take care of those that regular schools can't. They just don't have the facilities to do. And California, filled with liberals that love Hispanics, and they love, you know, the illegals, and they love every minority known to mankind that you can write down or make up as you go, putting them out on the street. They don't care about their education. They only care about taking care of the unions, taking care of the people that they perceive. You know, think about something. Public schools is the only institution in this country, really, that you, no matter where they're at, no matter how good or bad they're doing, you are forced to go to that school. I don't know why people can't see it. But actually, they are seeing it. They're getting madder and madder and madder here. But it's making me nuts. Okay?
Well, Joe, to be truthful, a lot of people don't like to hear from me, but it's just, the whole irony to this is that we a lot of people need to do the research about this. And as I always say sometimes on your show, there's Babylonian type of, Machiavellian type of people that teach this stuff that has no God in it. There's no history. And, you know, I just like to be, I have to always tell you about these people that they have something to say about me coming off your show that about 2 or 3 days later I hear about it. And, you know, this is a pro, I'm a pro-true person. You know what right. I'm saying? I'm sorry if I don't meet someone, you know, it's just crazy. For everything that's going on out here, they're closing up these charter schools. They're targeting people like myself who have not reached out to the government. I'll talk to you at the break.
Well, maybe I should just go to sandwich like you run the show. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. More on the great, I mean, the libs say they love education. They're just not proving it. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is leaving the White House at the end of the month. That's according to President Trump in a tweet.
The president also says that she'll be returning to her home state of Arkansas and adds he hopes that she runs for governor. Sanders has been serving as press secretary since the summer of 2017. President Trump spoke about the First Step Act at the White House on Thursday, where he says it's important to give former prisoners a second chance in the workforce.
America wins when citizens with a criminal record can contribute to their communities as law-abiding members of our society. When former inmates come home, the single most important action we can take is to help them find a really, really good job where they love the job, they want to go there, they're making a lot of money.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is pointing the finger at Iran for attacks in the Gulf of Oman. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America, one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. And I need to tell you, I certainly didn't trust you guys at first. After all, you're like out of Utah. I was like, what is in Utah, really? Then I heard some little old man saying, oh, I'm fortune babies, and da da da. And I was so, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. But I need to tell you that I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We need one of those things where the camera goes back and forth. Joe Bettini, your host, you listen to Real Side on TV. You know, bad 70s movie. Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me, spending time with us, you know, just being involved, being engaged, being part of the solution. I'm into being part of the solution because, you know, my dad taught me, I always knew, if you're not doing something about it, if you're not trying to fix it, even if it's the wrong thing, but you're trying to fix it, then shut up. Because you're not doing anything. And now we have Facebook to fall back on, you know, because you're Facebook. You're all Facebook warriors. Well, some of you are. Some of you aren't. Anyway, you know, you always say, I mean, seriously, I mean, I'm sure you're dodging bullets from your Facebook keyboard. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Joe Bettini, your host, always a pleasure. Let me bring him on. I know you guys are waiting. What? I'm serious.
You know what? First thing I want to say, thank you for having me appear. This is a highlight of my week. I'm trying to tell you, it will seem even be more a highlight of my week because not only that, I'll be making my videos coming out soon after my little vacation coming up. I'm taking 2 weeks off and then what I'm going to do, I'm going to start making some videos, start talking to our young men and our men out here about how to make sure that their households are under control and also not under control with though that you're raising your children correctly. You know, we need to put the masculinity back in the man and put them back in the household and understanding what it is and not the, you can have masculinity, but not masculinity. You can wield the power, the stick of power, but not to make people feel inferior to you or your wife or right. Whatever, you know, your girlfriend feel inferior. That's what true power is, when you don't even have to say anything and people, you know, take care of what you need to take care of. But, you know, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, yo. I'm blessed. I am truly blessed. But I want to go back to the beginning. But I want to put the cart before the horse. When you cut that music, when you had that promo, it makes me feel like that maybe you, I might have it wrong. Who's the blonde? No, you're Dave Starsky, and I'm Hutchison. No, you're Hutchison, and I'm Dave Starsky. Who was the one that would jump across the hood of the Ram?
I own the car because I trust me better to drive than you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Nah, man. You don't want me to drive because guess what? Look, check this out. I can drive you crazy. I can drive you up a wall, but you don't want me to drive you in a car.
Oh, God. Hey, it was a simpler, nicer time. But go ahead. Yeah.
Let me say something real quick. You know, it's interesting when I hear all these people. I got a little fan club, man. Hey, please don't start talking about the Facebook people because they get real moist and upset when you start talking about the Facebook warriors and, you know, and the fanboys and fangirl club. Please don't start them because they get real upset and they run back and tell them, did you hear what he said about you or whatever? You don't have to go back and tell them that. Hey, if you want, hey, look, I have a website. I have a phone number. I can always be called. I'll come on anyone's show because I'm no host bar. I'll come on anyone's broadcast and tell you how I feel. I don't bite my tongue for anyone. I am pro-true news, editorial, and anything else you want to call it. That's what I am. That's what I can do because I'm not on Facebook. I'm not a political pundit. So I'm not obligated to say what you want me to say. That's what makes me so good. That's why I'm like our president, who is a fellow tri-state New Yorker like myself. And we don't care about what you think. You know, like someone once said, you know, hey, look, it's a free world. You can have freedom of speech. You can say whatever you want to say. And some people, they're just starting to be speaking on certain things because they have no idea what they're talking about because they have no success or nothing. They can say, well, this is what I've done.
Right.
This is the people I've helped. This is what I'm contributing. You say it every time when you get ready to come on. Get involved. But before you can get involved, you got to have a plan. You got to have an agenda. You can't sit up and say, well, I'm going to get a GoFundMe page, make $8,000 or $9,000, and then I'm just going to let the $8,000 or $9,000. What are you doing with $8,000 or $9,000? See, I know a whole lot of stuff about people. I just don't say anything because I can still find out what I need to find out when I need to find it out. But it's all good. I don't mind those people being mad with me because...
I was joking with you. I said, was that English? I know what I can find out, where I need to find out, when I can find it out. I thought it was funny.
I was trying to say something under the rug. But you know. But it's all good because it's not hard. These people are like, you know, they're so transparent. They're like roaches crawling across a white rug. You know, you can see them. I mean, what? You know?
I don't allow racism on the show. So, you know, how do you know is it a black cockroach, right? I mean, why does it have to be
a lot of black cockroaches and stuff. I won't say their names, but I know a lot of them that's on Facebook.
There you go.
And, I like to turn the light on. But these ones, you don't have to turn the light on. But anyway, getting back to the point of hand, it's a true thing in this world when people, you know, the one big word that I like to always tell people is education. Take a good look. I'll tell you what. I'm going to use Baltimore as an example. As I always like to because that's probably one of the most horrible places besides California and probably some other liberal states. But Baltimore has this problem with education where they're caught sending children to the next grade and they can't read or write. They're caught spending money the wrong, you know, basically giving people high-priced pensions and not taking care of the average child's education, and everyone still has a job. See, this is the problem. This is why so many of my great Lone Star friends are taking and homeschooling next year because they're sick of the Catholic schools who have buckled to the LBT crowd and stuff like that, and you know, the first time that someone does something to someone's daughter and they're supposed to be they're not in the right restroom, you're gonna have issues. And see, this is why, you know, I'm gonna use Baltimore again for a great example. Last night at the Baltimore Orioles game between them and the Toronto Blue Jays, guess what night it was? It was LBT night at Camden Yards in Baltimore. A gentleman told me, he said, Duncan, let me ask you a question. He said, you're almost 5-0. Let me ask you a question. Did you ever think 1976, 1975, 1990, that you would be at LBT night at a baseball game? I'm like, man, the world is upside down. And I, identity is me. But if you told me I don't have a problem with people, you just live and let live. I'm good with that. I don't have a problem with that. But whatever you do, don't try to shove this stuff down my throat or try to make or try to explain to me like Gabrielle Union with Dwayne Wade's son. Oh, he's 11. But he knew he was going to be sexless, which means I'm not a male or a female. I'm just gonna, not going to have no gender. Like, you know, like the like Jada Pinkett and her
son, her daughter,
whatever he is. I can't never think that gender name.
See, they think we're making fun, but we're not making fun. You won't tell us. You won't tell us what to call him. So we have to just kind of guess. The human you gave birth to. Okay, there you go.
Yo, when you was 11 playing stickball in Boston or kickball, I was playing stickball probably something.
Yep.
In New York. Let me ask you a question. At 11, were you thinking about?
I wonder what sex I am.
I wish my stepmom would take me to a gay pride event or whatever. What?
No.
What?
I was too busy trying to figure out how to steal more donuts from the bakery. That's all I cared about.
After having lunch with you, I can believe that.
We have spent decades over-sexualizing our kids, getting them ready, you know, for these sexual innuendos and all that stuff that were in cartoons and all kinds of shows on TV. And now we're even getting, you know, we're getting even worse at it. Now we're saying they know whether they're gay or lesbian at 4 and 5. But yet they don't know what sex they want to be. I mean, here's my thing. Make up your mind. Your own logic is so circular, it doesn't make any sense.
That's how liberals are. Liberals are. You know, I had this argument with a liberal the other day, and I said, you know what's wrong with you guys? I said, what's wrong with you guys is that you got your head stuck somewhere. And I said, that's what your problem is. I said, because guess what? I said, you know, save a tree, kill a baby. I said, save a whale, kill a baby. I said you people are, you know, the worst of the worst. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
They're horrible.
We're going to go for a break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about what we're going to do about all those knife attacks in London. I mean, we have to get rid of knives. This is out of control. We'll be back soon. Show me seeing your host. Don't go far.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
I'm Joe Matuzzi, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-753. God, I do this every night. What's that? Maybe I should let you do it. 732-5563. 855-732-5563. Oh, my God. You talk about, you know what it is? I must be getting close to 50 like the other guy. I'm just, what? There you go. It's the heat. It's the heat and lack of Twinkies. Send me Twinkies. No, Joe Mancini, host. Oh, a pleasure to have you with me. What are you grunting in the background? You know as well as I do, you like a good dessert from time to time as well.
Well, thank you again for having me up here. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in every Thursday night when they can. Continue to... Well, my good friend Joe and Tammy Messina in their show, The Real, broadcast real, so I don't like to say show, I like to say broadcast. No, I have diabetes, so I can't eat a lot of sugar anyway.
Oh,
so
that's too bad.
I'm good.
I'll eat your portion.
No, I'm good.
It's okay.
Oh, no, I'm good, man. Hey, look, you eat that all day, and I'll be into you, Luigi. I mean, I'm giving you a eulogy. I have no problem with it. Because guess what? You keep on messing with that. When you get above 40, and I know we got a lot of people that's in that range that's tuned in tonight all over the place. When you get over 40, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Man, you can't eat a lot of things that you used to eat a long time ago, and I found that out plenty of times.
No. You are incorrect. You can eat all you want to eat. You just have to be willing to put up with bigger pants.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people out there, as my mother says, a lot of people out there in Boot Hill said the same thing. If you know what Boot Hill is. Also, I want to say real quick, happy Father's Day to all of the real dads that's out there like myself, as I like to say. And the gifts have already started flying in, well, you know, just dropping all over the place. My beautiful wife, Anna, gave me a nice Father's Day gift also. Want to also say that, you know, I'm a proud dad, man. You know, I have nothing to be upset. I'm at a perfect position in my life. I'm just healthy, wealthy, and wise, and I have nothing to complain about, man. You know, there's a lot of people, they complain, but I got this awesome children. It chokes me up a lot of times because, you know, these kids is all about, you know, when you see stuff like this, you see your kids getting an honor roll, this and that, and, you know, mine made the honor roll to pass it on to the next grade. I got my other children, they're successful in their adventures, in their sports ventures right now over in Spain. And it's just, I'm just so proud of them. And, you know, a lot of times I don't talk about my children because I like to keep that private because a lot of people get a little envious and jealous. But, you know, a child is a child, man. It don't matter. You know, the thing of it is that when you're a dad, you have to, it means a lot to a child to have a dad in his life, in his or her life. Not just a boy, also the girls also, because it's all a part of their structure. And I'm pretty sure, Joe, you know what I'm talking about. A lot of other gentlemen that's tuned in tonight, and also a lot of awesome moms that's listening, that you have to understand that that's where all of this madness and chaos and mayhem has come from, having a lot of times, and I'm not going to say a woman can raise a child, because I know my mom raised me and my two sisters for a bit until my stepfather came in our life. But the thing of it is that a woman can only go but so far. She can't be a man. A man has to be able to come in and add the real structure to a boy that turns into a young man that turns into a man. As for a girl, for a young lady, they go from a girl to a young lady to a woman. But it's all about structure, and that's what makes these children successful, is to understand what are the essentials. To also make sure that they understand that, you know, we all come from somewhere. You need to have a relationship with God. That is probably the first one. And no, not probably. It is the first one. And then second is to learn the essentials and not just sit up and be an excuse maker or try to work the system or try to play the shell game like some of us have who have grandchildren. That's my age and stuff. I mean, I have grandchildren too, six of them. So the thing of it is I mean,
wait a minute. You do know in Genesis where it says that we're supposed to replenish the earth, that wasn't aimed at just you, right? The rest of us can get involved in that. You understand that?
Well, it's all good. Hey, look, I used to say, look, man, you know, my mom always say, you can have as many children as you want as long as you are a man and you stand up and take care of them. And God bless my sons. Maybe picking up where their dad left off or whatever, but, you know, I've got six, and my son, Jeffrey, his wife, is pregnant with twins, so that's
what is it with you
eight.
People? God, you
well,
I mean...
Well, the Duncan family makes a lot of twins and triplets here, so, you know, I guess it comes from Fort Detrick, being working there for a couple of years. You know, you know what I'm saying? No.
Let me
stop making jokes like
that.
I don't want none of my colleagues.
Somebody's gonna come after you at some point in time, and I'm just gonna laugh because I can't do anything for you anyhow.
Yeah, because you messing with your Twinkies, so it don't matter.
That's right.
You know.
I don't, and I'm in a secret cave somewhere where they can't find me whatsoever. But it's funny, you were just talking a few minutes ago. Well, listen, before time gets away from us, because I want to tap into your brain power here, because we've talked about this before. People just don't realize it, but you know, Iran is setting the straits on fire over there. And again, I tell people they've been doing this for years. This is nothing new that they have those bombs that attach themselves to the metallic or the magnetic bombs. This is not something that somebody just dreamed up 2 weeks ago. Anyhow, where do you see this going? Are they gonna keep this up? Are they just stupid enough to keep this up instead of big war?
Well, what I'll say is this, and I'll sum it up really quick. Whenever you guys get a chance, everyone that's listening, watch the movie Countdown to Looking Glass, and you tell me that this isn't the same thing that was made way back in the 80s. All you have to do is watch it. It's the same thing. You know, it was they closed the streets, and then when they closed the streets and when they started that, they started attacking Dutch ships and everything like that and tankers, and that's what brought us to the brink of nuclear war. I mean, but I'm not going to tell you what the story of the movie is about. You have to watch it, Countdown to Looking Glass. It's the same thing, but to answer your question, is Iran that gullible? What I will say is this. Iran, like other countries that the European Union, who had always goes to the aid of the warmonger, and I'm sorry that I just had to say this, you know, a war with Iran makes no sense. I'm sorry. Iranians are being basically they what they're doing is they're being put in a situation where both sides, the United States can wipe Iran off the map easily. Okay, but you have to understand something. Ask the question of this. If it's so easy to wipe Iran off the map, why the Israelis never went in to take them out? Because they got just as much technology as the United States has. So the thing of it is that we all have, before we want to be warmongers, let's sit back and let's think sometime. It's, you know, it's almost like what a lot of people don't do. They do a lot of talking, but they don't do a lot of listening. You have to understand, and the reason why I'm saying it is because I've been to war. So I can tell you that this won't be like Iraq or Afghanistan. This is going to be something far worse. So the thing of it is that why don't we sit back and think about things first? Now, if Iran is that stupid to start doing certain things to try to close the streets or in the Gulf of Oman, then they deserve to get what they want. Hey, it's almost like what the Russians or the Chinese told. But what the Chinese told them, they said, hey, then they told the North Koreans, if the North Korea, if you want to attack the United States, and the United States annihilates you, that's on that. You know, if you attack the United States, you're on your own. If they attack you, then we'll help you. And that's the same thing that's going to happen with Iran. If you ask me, it sounds like it's little brother, big brother standing in the background, and the little brother going to start the battle, and then big brother is going to start jumping in. And we all know who big brother is.
Yep.
The Russians. Yep. And the Chinese.
Well, they're antagonists. They're the guy sitting in the background. Go ahead, smack him. He's smaller than you.
That's the word I was looking for. That's what they're doing. They're sitting up instigating all this, and you're not going to tell me that the Iranians. I know that, you know, Muslim fundamentalists are crazy, a lot of them. But the thing with this, they're not stupid. You can be crazy and just not stupid. Trust me, there's a lot of that goes on Facebook, so we already know.
We've seen that.
Right. So let's all continue to pray that we don't, because I'm trying to tell you, trying to tell other people, nuclear war can happen just like that. All it takes is, if you read the news, the Russians were testing nuclear depth charges off of the Pacific Ocean last week and the week before last with a ship that it was one of the test ships, and they were testing depth charges off of the Pacific Ocean. See, that's why I say we have to realize if that happens, there is no coming outside tomorrow. There's not having baseball games next week. Need to think a lot. So let's do a lot of praying instead of warmongering.
Tell people where to find you quick. You're out of time.
www.conservativegen.com. God bless. Thank you. Happy Father's Day to everyone.
And to you. Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Guess what? A psychologist says that we can't prove sex with children does them any harm. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Get your barf bag. Come on back. Got a lot to talk about.